I think we can start now.
Okay. We'll call our reorganization meeting of the North Dakota Township Officers to order. I'd like to welcome all the new members on the board. I don't think this organization meeting has had this many new ones at the first session after in many years. But so welcome. Roll call.
Mr. President, we have one absent.
Tim didn't text me. I apologize. It's just because Tim texted me a little bit earlier today. His wife called him during the night and wanted him in. That's what he said. Because of the weather.
Mm-hmm. Hold up, Tim, President. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Okay. All right. I've already introduced myself. If we can run around and just reintroduce ourselves, new ones. Everybody should know one another, but it's...
One. Everybody?
Yeah.
Lee Brandenburg, past president. Been on board for 12 years now. Director one, moved to vice president, and served three terms on president. From Ryder.
Jamie Tennyson, from Sutton, North Dakota. Jason Johnson, was for District 3, and started last night, I guess, and for today, I don't know. From Ness, North Dakota.
I'm Kim Virginia, from Maya, North Dakota, and I serve as chairman of Meadows Chapter, and this is the beginning of District 1 for me.
Tom Dutton, Brule County, Boyd Township. Yep.
Liam Monkey from Southwestern North Dakota. The biggest district with the least people. And we live on a farm that's been there since 1908. And I've been on this board for all as long as anybody, I think, right?
Yeah.
But it's here.
That I
except know. For Larry. Yeah. And maybe Mark. How many years have you been?
Since 1998.
Yeah, years longer. Not on the board, but you've been.
Not on the board, but I've been working.
Yeah.
With, yeah. I'm Mark Berkey. And I've, like I said, I've been working with the Township Officers Association since 1998, when I went on my first workshop tour. And been kind of hanging around ever since. So I've seen a lot of changes.
Julie Bramble, Vice President, didn't give it a whirl. Actually been jack of all trades with this organization for since 2012.
Larry Severson, Executive Director NDTUA, and lobbyist for the association. I have been in township since about 1982.
Barb Knudsen, Shirley County. I'm the treasurer and the mailing list person on the association. I've been on this board since 2002, I think. And I've been an officer on my board since 1987.
Okay, thank you. We're going to jump right in on the appointments on the agenda. Our executive director, as Larry has said, he has been the executive director. I asked Larry if he would be interested in serving as the executive director, and he says he would be willing to serve for us. I believe this is the contract for...
That's the job duty.
Thing. Job duty. Anybody need to see that?
As a current, I mean, that can be...
As, yeah.
Executive committee. Yeah.
We can add to it, take away from it. Is there motion out there for...
I so move to hire Larry Severson as the executive director for the budgeted amount of $69,360.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
And seconded move to hire Larry Severson as the executive director for the amount that was budgeted. Is there any discussion?
Who was the second, please?
Leon.
Any discussion? Any discussion? No further discussion. Proceed to vote. All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Larry will be our new executive director. Will you accept it?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Larry. Next, our treasurer. When Barb approached me running for off president for the board, I said I would do, but Barb was going to have to serve at least for my first year of this. And Barb has said she would be willing to run again as our treasurer. Do we have a nomination for our treasurer?
We have the amount.
$8,200 is what was budgeted.
For the budget amount, I'll make that motion.
Yep.
And move to hire Barb for the budgeted amount as our treasurer. Is there a second?
I would second.
Seconded by Tom. Any discussion? Any discussion? Any discussion? None further. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same way.
Oh, it's seconded by Jason, was it?
Tom.
Tom. Sorry.
Our attorney has been Jamie Tennyson, and Tom Moe has been...
Mr. President, will Barb accept that?
Oh, yes. Barb, will you accept? Sorry about that.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Barb. Our attorney, I spoke with Jamie. He says he would like to stay with our association. He is under contract till the end of December with us currently. What do we have for the contract?
$1,000 per month.
$1,000 per month. Yeah. Is there a motion out there for our attorney?
I move to Jamie for the $1,000 a month.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And moved and seconded to keep Jamie on at $1,000 a month. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion passes. Jamie, you will accept. Will you accept our...
I will, and thank you.
Thank you for your helping us out and working with us this past year. Who did the Leon? You moved for the treasurer.
Yeah, Leon did.
And you seconded it, Lee.
For the treasurer.
Yep.
No, Jason.
Jason.
Oh. No.
Tom. Tom. Tom.
There is no Jason.
Not on that one. Sorry about that, Tom.
Mailing list upkeep.
That's usually Barb that's been taking care of that.
Barb, are you going to continue doing that?
I will.
Okay.
The budgeted amount on the mail list upkeep was $8,000.
and that's kind of pretty much where we've been in at.
It was an increase. All of the employed wages were raised a little bit.
We don't need a motion for Barb to keep doing that, I don't believe.
Yeah, if she'll have to be motioned to.
All right.
Have to offer that for the 8,000.
Motion to offer the 8,000 for the mailing list. Is there a second?
Was Leon?
Yes.
And second is Kim. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? No further discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion passes. Standing committees.
That's where you need to sit down and
yep.
Go through. Usually just will be sent out.
Yeah. We'll go through. They're kind of appointed, and the two that are, it's in the bylaws that the vice president is the chair of the legislative committee, and the nominating committee is also set that will be all the new ones elected today, because next it'll be the odd districts. The nominating committee has to consist of the members that are not up for election. So we would already have the nominating committee in place today.
And the awards committee is the directors that are up for election.
Okay, so that committee will be.
And there's a number of positions that are mandated in the bylaws. You'll see those on the list.
Yeah, they are designated by an asterisk on the list.
Right.
I can get that information to you too.
On all right.
We got that on the computer.
Thank you.
Do you have an agenda that we can have?
Didn't you get one, Leon?
We all got one. You didn't get one either. When did I get it?
NACAP director, that has been Larry Severson. Larry, would you be interested in being the NACAP director yet?
Certainly.
Larry would be interested. Is there a motion for NACAP director?
By the way, there's no added compensation. So move.
Yes. Appoint Larry.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
That moved and seconded to Larry to be NACAP director. Any discussion? Any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same way. Motion to hire Larry as NATOP director passes. Alternate director. Who's been our...
There's most of the time we don't appoint an alternate.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't mean
you leave it open because we never needed one.
Yeah. Up to the president.
And we're going to leave that one open for lobbyist. Scott Ness will no longer be with us. So it is up to board. What did he have for a budget amount?
Well, with legislative expenses is what we didn't have a...
What were we paying Scott Niski?
No, that was just on the contract. He doesn't have a contract anymore. Well,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I know he did.
During legislative session, he was $3,000 a month. When he worked for us during... Is that the year, a year ago? Is that right? Or 2 years?
Two.
It was, anyway, when we'd hired him to produce that handbook, that was $1,200 for a minimum of 20 hours a month. He didn't follow through with...
Yeah. And we don't have, I mean, it's... It's
a lobbyist right now, do
they? No, but we do. We need to. That's why it's an honor to bring up. You know, to look for names. Come up with somebody that you think would be interested. Or do we? We can. We have to make the decision. Do we want to stay with having a lobbyist? Thoughts of the board.
I think it's a good idea during session if we can find that right person to.
It's going to cost some money.
I suppose that, yeah. I mean, full time lobbyists, from what I understand, that's huge. You know, that's what we look at. With Scott, the last he did, it was either five or six different associations or organizations that he lobbied for him. Really didn't get a lot from it. So.
No, he was mostly occupied with other stuff and he could have used some help.
Right. So I don't know how to, without, that'd be the decision on the board, but how to handle that without trying to hire a full-time lobbyist.
Yeah, and like I said, we don't need one right now, but it's something that's going to have to be kept on the agenda and look for a people that we are, or if you know somebody or stuff like that that we think would be good for us down there. And
I know when I was down there that one day, and I sat with the Farm Bureau guys, a bunch of old guys like me, and they said they hired lobbyists, and the one lobbyist was $75,000 just for a period of time for the legislature. And they thought that was reasonable. So,
well, there's a possibility.
You'll be surprised on how much it would cost us, but it would be worth it.
There'd be the possibility of buying some time from Clearwater or somebody like that, or they cover several different associations. We can look into that, see what they've got to say on it.
Do they have multiple people?
Yes, they do.
That cover for different.
Yeah. Okay. For a while, they were doing the corn growers.
Yeah. So we wouldn't end up to where they're spread too thin again.
Right. Okay. And if we want to really spend money, we can get Audney.
How much is that?
Mucho.
Mucho.
Right.
We got to make sure that it's not something that is going to be lobbying against, if they're going to have our interests, and not that one day he's lobbying for us and then the next day he's lobbying against us. And so. That's why I say.
You have to realize I also represent your opposition.
I would make a motion that as a board, via individually and collaboratively, that we do our due diligence to research potential candidates and take a look at what they can offer that fits their needs and their budget and bring that back to the table, be it interviews or however, and move forward with the selection of that.
Okay.
And moved and seconded.
And this is second?
Is there any discussion on the motion to look into and are you wanting to set up a committee on it, or?
I think we should, yes.
Would you be interested in heading the committee up?
I knew that was coming.
Since I'm new to this, is that in the best interest of our association?
I think it would be in the a good interest. How many committee members would you like on that committee?
I believe at least we need to go for representation, one from each side of the state would be helpful, because we don't know where that individual will come from, and pulling names. I think that that would be helpful to get an idea of what is out there and do our research on what best fits our needs.
All right. Is there any other discussion? Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
So, hold on.
What?
An amendment in there is that Jason, along with myself. Will
okay, all right.
Okay, winner.
Yep.
Larry, I'm going to tell Larry to catch up on his rating here. You ready? Okay, all right. So we had a motion to proceed and seconded, and then the committee will be Jason and Kim. Is there any discussion on that? Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Okay. Motion passes.
May I ask the question of what would be an ideal timeline?
You've got the whole year. Just quarterly meetings. Give us a little update on if you've had any potentials or how it's going.
I have a question though. What about this first year when there's interim meetings and stuff? Who's going to take care of that?
Well, that's not three, four things in a day like you're just doing sessions. You know,
right.
You don't have to be in more than three places at one time.
You normally can make them.
Yeah, use that.
Review of the convention.
Hell of a long one. I don't remember a longer one.
Well, comment on the food. Our convention food beats the county conference food. No, hands down, is so far above what they served us at the the event center list.
I was approached by a gal that she thinks we should have a paper handed out with the speakers on them and have a number rating that you can rate the topic as to what they thought about it, and then they could also rate the overall annual meeting and a place for suggestions for future annual meetings or speakers for future annual meetings. I'm involved with the Weed Control Association, and they do, we get one of them at every one of the conventions for that, where we rate the speakers and everything right there.
We could look into adding something like that. I don't know how much use we'd get out of it from the membership that we have, but we can try it and see what kind of.
I thought we could get a paper drawn up and maybe just go back and put the stuff that was done here, and we could run some off and we could hand them out at our workshops to the township. Went to the ones that were there.
Do we have emails from the people that were here?
I did have most of them, right?
Pardon?
Do you have emails from the people that attended? Because for to print them out and just carry them on, I hope they show up and be...
Well, no, because... Well, we can put a sample out there, but it's also going to have a spot on there for comments, what they would like, or for suggestions for following meetings, what we should do different, you know, for... It gives them a chance to put in on topics or who they think would be a good speaker for us, or if they think we should do something different with the annual meeting.
We can do that in an email also.
Yeah.
Available form.
Yeah, I would do
a contract.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of a survey.
We should have most of them. You asked the question. We should have most of them, and I work on that all the time, trying to get more.
I would. We had 40-some that registered online. We definitely had emails for those.
Okay.
Although some of those were multiple, we have email for one of the
right.
four that they registered for. I was already planning to do a... exit survey for the exhibitors.
Okay.
And I talked to some of them about it, told them I was going to be sending them something and asked them for a good frank review of, because we'd like to know if we met their expectations of...
Parliamentarian, she was. We talked to her. She was excited about it. She did well.
Yeah, she...
I just wish she could remember what 15 minutes.
She wasn't the only one with that.
I have some comments about that.
In adding on an exit, I also think it would be prudent of the group for any departing members to also send out an exit survey. Whether it's good or indifferent. I just feel that is something that you have to do. And we, you know, just sometimes stating intentions can deal wounds or whatever. And I just think that that is a good thing for us to do. One other thing I would, personal opinion of mine is, and I just may take a bylaw change, but I believe going forward with elections and how we send out for registration for membership on our website of stating intentions to run for office should be done so that that can be reviewed by our members so they are approved past some of the preparation. before the meeting to review candidates, to figure out maybe any questions they may have for them going forward.
I recommend trying to figure out another way to do the actual voting as well to speed that up. That just takes a long time.
Well, usually we didn't speak this close by hand.
Right.
This is one of the only times we've done it. And we've had
to. But you have to weigh up.
When there's more than one candidate, yeah.
I think we have to take that as lesson learned, experience,
yeah.
In case you encounter a situation in the future, you have a plan to handle it.
Another thing is, when we voted on district, the whole group voted.
Mm-hmm.
It should only be the people in that district.
Yeah.
That would take a bylaw
change. That would be a bylaws change.
And it that, would.
Yes.
So I was asking.
Because that's where it's controlled.
Yeah.
It's always been the body.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, that's not impossible. We just have to come up with the change, and it has to be advertised 30 days prior, you know. So,
whatever.
You know, it would take some time, but absolutely, I agree. I think even if the director should be chosen from their district. I guess my thought always was that an ideal situation, I guess to me anyway, was that those directors actually should be elected at a district meeting. And that way they're already in line by the time they get to the other meeting, you know. But then that would, what's that?
That would be very hard to do.
Well, it would take more organization on from the directors.
Directors of the county.
Yeah.
County associations.
Is there one out there that doesn't have any association?
But a lot of your other association or organization, you know, they do give a chance for their membership to actually review those that are candidates. You know, I mean, they'll send them out in their newsletters or online on their emails, whatever, you know, so you're familiar with those individuals that are running, you know.
So can you still take nominations from the floor?
I suppose that would depend on the bylaws, you know, how you wrote that. Yeah, I would, you know, you would just put it in your bylaws that you were kept off the floor as well, you know, but I know talking to one of the members last night about it too, he had said that a person, in his mind anyway, was that if the directors were chosen prior to the annual meeting, you would still advertise it as that the nominations could be taken off the floor, and that would be one of the first items that would be taken care of though. Would be for the nominations, and then nominations would cease, and it would give you the time that those candidates then could be presented at, you know, to the membership and give them a chance. I don't know. It's too confusing, you know, especially like now with this many candidates that we had to work through, and people don't know them. You know, they don't have enough time to get to know them.
Well, unfortunately, we've never had a program of district meetings.
No, no.
You have to go through and decide where you're going to put them.
Yep.
And will people go to those?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
You know, a meeting that's all the void.
One option could be that you start your meeting with your nomination and have your voting later in the day, so that throughout the day there could be conversation with those with the intention to, you know, seek office. if you have a little bit of time to visit with those said individuals throughout the day and a brief overview before elections, and you talk about instead of general body, if you went to, you know, your county, at that point, then you could present those and they could simply caucus and figuring out who their candidate is at election time. That could speed things up with a timeline that their caucus needs to determine how their votes are.
That's the problem is the timeline, you know, that, I mean, we try and push so much into the meeting or into the convention. I mean, I think that it would almost add half a day in addition, you know, to probably do it properly so that they could get enough time to visit with the candidates.
Our election took almost half a day yesterday, so
it did,
I think that we have to come up with a solution to streamline that so we can move the meeting along to the more information.
One other possibility, kind of taken from Minnesota, we could start a short course program where we would put on a short course workshop in the district.
Just one location then?
One location in the district, and that could become their district meeting. If we had a short course there, we might get people to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
The clerk training or something like that.
The
ATMR?
Yeah.
But then would we have to set one up in every district? Or otherwise the other way would be that the year that the district ones are going to be up, you would do those ones, but then that.
There is a system out there, I mean, you guys know about it, but where you can, it's just a punch. There's like two punches. And you punch their name tag, and then that's the voting member, and then when they come back later to vote, then they just punch. I don't really know how it all works. Do you know about that? Jim was talking about it. He said, if you guys want to use that, he goes, I don't even use it anymore.
Yeah.
He said, it was for when he did the kids at 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, it's so simple. Then they can come in and they vote. You just punch this card and...
But that still wouldn't...
But again, it just... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't give the people... I mean, that would be maybe a quicker for voting, but it wouldn't give the people a chance to be introduced to their candidates.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, that's part of the process. But
at the National Association of Congress, the candidates have booths. They campaign, they handle the minister, and they do give them an opportunity to speak, but they have a booth, so you can at least, you have the opportunity if you want, if you have interest in meeting the candidates, you can meet the candidates.
One-on-one?
Yeah, it's your group or whatever.
That's how the FFA does it also, and that's where they can hand out piece of candy or whatever, there's, you know, a business card or something like that, and then it's, you know, how they do that.
Anything else on review of the convention?
Well, we were talking about increasing the outreach by having another series of meetings during the off year besides the workshops. That's something else the other year. So, another thing to think about with these districts.
Yeah, so that they could elect their director out of their own district.
So we would do workshops on one year than the other year. It would be the district, do the 6th district deals instead of a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be done midsummer.
Yeah, yeah. That is a good idea. Kim, do you have a motion out at one point here that we missed? Anything on by that's going to be like the bylaws up there? It would have to get put together and be advertised ahead to do that.
Well, I don't think you'd have to do adopt the motion right now.
No,
that.
No.
You can think about it and deal with it at some future.
Yep.
The more I think about it, I do believe that electing a district officer in the district meeting could be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And then your annual meeting would simply be your vice president and president.
Yep.
I mean, I think that these meetings are important for a number of reasons, but I also think that our general body of people have taken so much time up on elections to where education can bring something to it for more of our members is critically important for them.
We would still be able to, like, when we do our president that, so they would be done through that. Okay, say District 1 was done throughout when there was, we would have the District 1 come up and you'd present them to the state. This is the District 1 director that was elected or appointed in the district meeting, in his district.
It makes sense that if it's from the district, what does anybody from Dickinson care about from our district?
They don't.
So, you'd be better off. We'd be better off just to do the research and figure out how to get the district meetings going, and elect the directors out of the have the district elect the directors. Their directors out in their own district.
And if you did that as a mid-summer meeting, you know, they just wouldn't take office until the annual meeting.
Right.
I would propose and make a motion that we look at our district elections from the years that, you know, your odds and evens of that year, you have a summer district meeting and the district officers are elected from that meeting.
Could we make the handbook updates? Turn that off here. That's your district meeting. So you don't have to go to so many places. You just force them to go to one place in your district.
That's going to be very hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go there.
In the middle of summer, you're not going to meet anybody in our area.
No. Remember the handbook comes normally in summer.
Those are Fred and Marie.
Yeah.
So
they're going to come to the workshop.
Yeah. So if you had them, it's way earlier, but it's just for something we're looking at in the future. To me, that'd be the easiest for you to get somebody to show up.
Yeah, but you have more than one workshop in a district.
Yeah. Then have at least two.
Yeah, but of course they just force them to go to one.
They won't.
We can't even get them to
too far.
I can't get them to come inside the township. So it's points to a 56 township.
See, like so, by us, they think the workshops are their convention.
Yeah.
And even if it was,
yeah.
If there was still more than one meeting, you could get a name from each meeting or some, and then two candidates were presented for that district, and they'll just have to get together the whole district or whatever, and they'll have to vote.
Yeah. And maybe if you give people the option to elect their own, you may get better turnout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a motion on the floor now for that. Was it written up?
So we have a year to put it together
Why don't we put the, if you've got the time, let's do that, but why don't we pitch this at the workshop?
At the workshop, yeah.
Let's propose it and pitch it out in a proposal at the workshop.
Yeah.
And see what the feedback is on that.
Kim rescinded motion. There wasn't a second on it.
Kim, would you be interested in rescinding your motion?
I will rescind.
Okay.
Yeah, propose at
workshops.
I'll make that motion. Propose the district meetings at the...
Lee moves to propose the district directors being elected in the districts at the workshop meetings. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion to propose the district elections at the workshops passes. Compensation of outside presenters. What was that about?
I don't know. Was there
Steve Zimmer, the zoning guy?
Okay.
The agreement was that they pay him mileage plus a little stipend. I'd say probably the director's daily rate plus the mileage. And it's mileage.
Do you have his mileage?
Mileage from Unix.
Can you not hear? Drive me nuts. It's a good plastic tail on it.
Thank you.
Tin tail?
Well, it'd be 434 miles.
434 there and back.
No, that's wrong trip.
434?
Yeah.
And then the daily, and you were figuring the daily township per diem?
Yeah.
125.
What's the mileage rate at?
70.
What's the paying for his room?
We need a motion.
Is there a motion out there? He was the guy who was doing the
zoning.
Oh, okay.
Steve Zimmer.
Okay.
Is there a motion to pay Steve Zimmer compensation of a $125 daily rate, the 70 cents a mile for the 434 miles, and his motel room? Is there a second?
Second.
Ben moved and seconded.
Liam second?
Tom.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion to compensate Steve Zimmer passes.
Can we go back to the last topic about the elections? I've just looked in section 6 of the bylaws. And that states that membership of the board of directors shall consist of the president, vice president, and the past president, and 6 members, each representing a separate district to be elected by the association. So I think there's going to have to be a bylaws change.
Before we can do it.
We want to just pitch this out at the workshop and propose it. It would have to be an actual bylaw change.
And we should
to implement.
Prepare for a bylaw change next convention.
Yeah.
So this change, if it was approved, would take 2 years ultimately to go.
Plans for future convention.
Did you vote on that compensation?
Oh. Yeah. All in favor signify by saying aye for the compensation for Steve. I thought we had voted
aye.
On it. Opposed, same way. Motion passes.
I discussions with Steve there, I said I've been looking for somebody that we could use as a source on growing issues and somebody we could call on for without questions. And so I think we found somebody we can refer to on these matters.
And then motion was made yesterday to pay the parliamentarian too. And she sent you, no, I think she said she sent you and I her address and...
That's $400.
Yep, $400 for that. So we'll...
That came from the floor.
Yep. Just so we get, make sure that we get that paid, Barb. I'll have to, one of us will send you that, her email. I think she said she sent it to Larry and I, her address that she needs that sent to.
So that's a goal, the $400?
Yeah, that was approved yesterday. Yep.
Wendy.
Yeah.
With an eye.
Plans for future convention.
Well, this place works, but every time you do hear of some grumbling about how old it is, and you know
the toilet that leaks and makes noise the whole night.
The shower doesn't drain.
It isn't a good conference hotel.
We switched the command down.
They don't build hotels with conference rooms anymore.
No.
So they're all old.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this place is no worse than the others.
No.
And the food here is better.
Yep.
Food here is a lot better.
It's always good here.
Yeah. Service for the food.
I would say, let's get parts in the mouth. Let's keep it in. Sometimes it'll change hands. They all do after their few days out.
Well, when you look and look, and
December,
like somebody said, this is probably as good as you're going to get in business.
Well, it's
really good to work with.
It's quick. It's easy to access getting in here.
But there just aren't spaces.
No.
Every organization complains about a hotel. Organizations, the lobbyists, you should actually get together and build a place.
Yeah.
Or in Minot, at the one on the north side of town, state parks were just there, and they had a half place closed, and they didn't tell them it was closed, and they were trying to put in a different motel, and
really,
the food was cold and horrible.
The Grand.
The
hill there. It's been bought by some guy in Florida.
That's been a wreck.
And it's been a wreck for, 3 years now?
Oh, and this last workshop we were through, that was...
It's been a while.
They were under construction, and the doors wouldn't close, and...
So you have your Clarion or the sleep-in option as your best option for any typical large...
The Clarion has bed bugs now. Yeah.
And I think this room here, for future growth, we can still hold more people in there. It may get a little tighter, but this is the plan, obviously, that we can have more members there.
Well, and we'll almost need to have somebody, like, try to see people, because there were spots up in the front, but, you know, nobody wants to walk to the front, so... Person needs to say, instead of just sitting back here at the chair, you know, you can move to the front. And
I'll make the motion to book this hotel again for the 26th annual meeting. It would be December 7th and 8th.
Is there a second to Lee's motion?
All second.
Was Lee on?
That was Lee on.
The motion that we set our plans for our convention for 26 for this motel. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion passes.
Will you check on that
part again?
Yeah, the 7th and 8th falls on the 6th would be the fourth quarter meeting that we come in on. So it would be 6, 7, and 8.
So now we know when the first storm of the winter is going
to happen. That's right. Set up a shop out here selling shovels and chains.
One thing we could have cleaned off the park.
Standing committees. What do we have on this one?
Well,
I don't think we had any standing committees.
We need a handbook update or action on the handbook. We haven't had any action on that.
Do
you have that done?
Are the updates are out and being printed already? Or?
They're not updated.
No.
They're
not
up. Been nothing formal to have. Larry's done it in the past. It's been for 2,500 that he's updated the handbook, and there's been no action taken on it.
Would you be willing to do that, Larry, for that amount?
Yes.
Larry says he would be. Is there a motion to have Larry do the handbook updates for $2,500? Tom moves. Second?
I'll second.
And Julie's it. Any discussion on having Larry update the handbooks? Any discussion?
We're going to be able to time-wise Larry. We're okay yet.
Yeah.
Should be fine.
I won't have time for doing much else between now and...
First of January?
I talked to Corey Olson yesterday, and I said, we usually have been trying to get this done by the 8th of January. We can still get it printed in time.
Any discussion?
One question on the 2,500. Is that just include a lot of that cost, besides your time, is that all just printing material cost?
The insurance reserve fund covers the printing.
Okay.
That's just Larry's fund.
This is just the editing and compiling.
Okay. Just trying to clear that up.
The expense for those updates, I would say probably $20,000.
Yeah, for probably
printing,
more
for just the printing of them. So. And the reserve fund is...
How many books?
$2,500. Yeah, a few years ago I had discussed with Joanna. I suggested we could be printing a few less, and she said it makes no difference. It does not cost that much less to do 2,000 than it does 2,500, because so much of it is a setup cost.
Is there any more discussion? Any discussion? All in favor of having Larry update the handbook for and pay him $25?
$100.
Larry, you're a heck of a guy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion passes. Workshop. We need to set time period. Usually is the last 2 weeks of February.
There's usually a split in there, Dale.
there usually is.
Take a week off
yeah,
and.
I mean, that's up to the workshop group.
Can we do a second and fourth week?
Yeah. I would. I mean, that looks good. I think. Once you get into March, isn't that basketball season? So.
For me, it would be a little better on the first and the third week.
Okay. We call it IU.
Yeah, whatever.
So you're not going to get the handbook.
Okay. You think so by the second week they would?
Oh, yeah.
Then they will have to go with the second.
So you have to have a committee for that, don't you? For the workshop? Who's going to be on the workshop? You, Mark, has always been on it.
Yeah. Well, it's all in Tom, Mark, and I.
And Janie? No farmer?
Well, so that's what has been on it. I'm
available the second week. The fourth week, I really have some commitments. I'm in the OSD.
And those workshops will occur where? In each district?
Yes.
Kind of
throughout. It'll be sixteen workshops spread out through the state.
Over a 2 week period.
Do you have the locations that have been in the past, Larry?
Oh yeah.
By chance, I mean, now do you have to?
Oh, the listing?
Yeah, to notify the new members where they've been. I try to have a Tuesday or whatever they
can. What do you need?
The workshop location.
For the last workshop.
Oh, it's got me a look.
I got it here.
So the new board members know where they have been in the town.
Odd little town.
Oh, did you?
No.
Why not? That kind of.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really odd. Are you coming to get a
new Newburgh might let you
in. Oh, yeah, that's where my church is.
Why don't you go
get there? It's odd.
And that's in your area.
Oh, yeah, Bowman.
Region.
That's odd.
Steel. That's the first
half. That's odd.
Okay.
One quick one on scheduling. I guess when you do District 1, unfortunately I am out of the country February 2nd through the 6th, and then I'm available on February 12th.
You're not available on February 12th. Well, I don't know how this corresponds to, this was in 2024. February 12th, Newburgh. Minot. February 13th, Stanley. February 14th, Wild Rose and Williston. February 15th, Bowman and Regent. February 16th, Steel. That ends the first week.
You'd be okay.
I can't change away from the 12th. I actually have a procedure on here.
But you'd be okay because the District 1 would be the first 2 days.
Yeah,
okay.
It'd be the 9th and
10th. Ninth and 10th.
Okay, I can handle that.
Yeah.
But I am out of the country the first week of February.
Yeah, because then I'd be wrong. 9, 10, 11? How many days?
5 days.
Yeah, but
5 days. Monday.
Williston's your last one that was on.
Well,
but I mean on
Monday.
For District 1, though.
Monday is Newburgh and Minot.
Okay.
And that would be the 9th.
That's
whatever the second Monday.
Yeah, he's reading where it was the last time.
This is 2024. And then Tuesday is Stanley. Wednesday would be Wild Rose Williston.
Yep.
Thursday would be Bowman Regent.
And you said
Friday is Steel.
you'd be okay, Kim. I mean, if you could go through the 11th, because for your District 1, you'd be done on the 11th then. And then Leon picks up then on District 4, then on Thursday and Friday. Or yes. Thursday.
Thursday is Bowman and Reese.
Yeah.
And so the 10th would be family? The 10th would be... Do you have new version?
Tuesday. Tuesday would be family.
Okay.
Yep, the 9th. Ninth would be Newberg and Miles.
Newberg and Miles. What date is Thursday?
12th. Oh. On the 9th, the 10th would be Stanley and Wild Rose.
The 10th would be Stanley and Wild Rose?
Yeah.
And then the 11th would be Williston.
The Williston and Wild Rose are the same day.
What Sunday?
Maybe Wednesday.
Stanley. Just Stanley? On the 10th?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Ned Bowman Regent on the 12th.
Yep, Thursday the 12th.
And the 13th, Steele.
Steve, you're not going to be on the road on Valentine's Day.
That's what I told Leon.
For your birthday.
His Regents, they always worry about that Valentine's Day, not Regents, you know.
That's a big deal.
I'm always going to miss my birthday and Valentine's Day this year.
And Tom would be the one taking care of Steele, right, Tom Dutton?
Yeah.
And we usually have it at the AMVET, Tom.
What time? 1? Up for
you? Yep. No. Yeah, 1 to 3.
It takes you a long trip from the region to Steele.
Yeah, that's 1 to 3 on Friday.
Can you give me the time possibly for the Minot Newberg one?
Minot, Newberg is 1 to 3, Minot is 7 to 9 p.m.
And then the Stanley one?
Stanley one is 1 to 3.
And then Wild Rose?
1 to 3. Zach, come on, Zach.
And Wilson, 7 to 9?
Right.
What you can supposedly have on the president one, Larry.
Oh. Well, I'm about to start the second week then. If we're done with the first week. Friday. Are we done with the first week?
Yeah.
Okay. February 20th. Okay, the Monday of the fourth week.
23rd.
Monday, Park River, 1 to 3. Langdon.
Oh, well, how about Langdon?
Oh, okay. I rolled up too far from here. Monday, Larimore, 1 to 3. Tuesday, Park River 1 to 3, Langdon 7 till 9.
And that is changed to Grafton now, you said?
Well, we can do that one in Park River, but our annual meeting.
And what's their
but we can move it wherever. I mean, Park River, Grafton doesn't make any difference. For me,
Grafton. The other one on. 23rd.
Okay, that was Tuesday, Park River, Langdon. Wednesday, Devil's Lake, 1 to 3. Jamestown, 7 to 9. Thursday, Lisbon. One to three, Castleton, seven till nine. Friday, Fessenden, 9:30 to 11:30. I can update or change the dates on this schedule and then send it off to everybody.
Yeah, if you can do that, Larry.
And make sure you have the directors lined up to make arrangements on the meeting places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to take care of the veterans myself.
Or they're meeting at
the
right.
In my district. Yeah. I'll have to take care of them.
And then on the that Friday,
that's our meeting afterwards.
Friday of the fourth week then is also the quarterly board meeting at 1 o'clock.
That'll be in Fessenden.
In Fessenden.
What's the date?
The Friday of the fourth week of February.
27th.
Okay. Now this list also has the hotels that we deal with. And in most cases, it's got the venue where we're having the meeting, or have been having the meeting. It's not necessary that we continue the same place, but that's where it has been. We might look at different places at each stop. If somebody's got a better idea, we're all...
We don't have any new places in our...
It doesn't make any difference to me on the end ones. There's a few of these, like Castleton, Jamestown, and I'll run home that night. Heifer's cabin right at that time. So there's a couple of them I'm going to run home, and I'll be back in the next day.
Motion to accept the schedule for the 2026. Workshops.
So
I thought you made the motion.
No, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Yes.
We moved to accept the dates, tentative dates for the workshop, and Kim seconded that. Any discussion on it? Any discussion? Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All the same way?
Subject to weather.
Motion passed.
You think that's going to help, Leon?
Yeah.
Legislative special session. Any bills that are filed? Hopefully they're going to have the language, work on the language on that.
Well, they're trying to get an opportunity to make the technical corrections for the problems that happened because of 1176, which includes the budget hearing requirement for townships.
And you're going to be...
We will be covering that.
This is supposed to be between 3 to 5 days, this session, supposedly, somewhere in there.
Well, a special session, it takes 3 days minimum to conduct the ins and outs of business. So, yeah, it's 3 to 5 days. And it all depends on what leadership will allow to be considered.
That special language one, so far, that's the only one that's on there that's really going to be in effect for townships.
Right.
That we know of now, anyway.
Well, that'd be only two issues in the whole session. It'd be that health care or whatever, that federal money situation and our issue. It's the only things I've heard about that are going to be handled. So that's about all we got on that.
Okay.
Just thinking of aware that we've got that coming up probably on the 21st, beginning on the 21st.
January?
What's that?
January,
right. Which would be good, because that will get it out of the way for the workshop schedule.
Newsletter deadline for articles, January 10th.
Yeah, we need close to 2 weeks turnaround when we get articles in before it'll come out in the mailbox.
It's supposed to come out January 10th, so we would basically need them in there by...
No,
we have to have them in by the 10th.
Them in by the 10th. 7th would be even better. Because we need to get the itinerary of the workshop.
It's just an idea. I'd probably be okay for the new board members to just kind of put a brief article in. So.
Right. Introduce yourself, please.
Introduce yourself.
Picture your life history, bank account.
Yeah.
You can ask.
Barb already got that cup.
Yeah, she got it. You just missed out on taking a copy of that when I was past you.
Communication. What do you have on the communications, Larry?
I had a phone call a few weeks ago. I can't recall the township in Williams County. This individual and his family have been working on this issue that for quite a few years. Their farmstead is on what is called allotted land, which has to do with a reservation issue. They can't get any money to fix the roads that serve this allotted land. And I didn't know anything about such a thing, but I looked into it a little bit after the phone call, and I talked to Brian this morning. He is aware of the situation that it's basically reservation land that's been sold off. And, well, it's not something I've ever looked into that much before, but anyway, I'm going to look through my records and get that guy's contact information and get him to talk to Brian and see if they can figure out where they might find money. It's probably going to have to apply to the BIA for any money, and that doesn't work real well.
Right? Didn't really sound like it when you and I went to the meetings from the down on the reservation.
No, and it's gotten even more complicated because Scotty Sattermo is no longer the tribal transportation guy. They took the job away from him and gave it to another fellow, and he was supposed to be the works director, including both transportation and water. And he was the guy that's been handling the water, and that's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to do anything with the roads, so you don't have anybody doing anything with the roads now. So, well, now there's a change in leadership at the top level down there coming up again, so who knows what's going to happen. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay. Move into old business. setting mileage rate for 2026. We're about 70 right now.
When does that new rate come up?
It usually changes pretty soon, middle of December.
Yeah.
What is it now?
70. It's 70 now.
70. Yeah.
The usual move we have is to set it at the IRS rate when it is available.
Also move.
Second?
Second.
Second to set it at the 70 cents that is now
to the IRS.
Yeah, at the IRS.
That was Leon and Kim?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Any discussion on setting the mileage rate off the IRS one when it comes in? Any discussion? Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same way. Motion to set out the IRS will pass. Per diem rate for 26. We're at 125 now on a day.
Yes, correct. Motion to remain the same at the $125.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ben moved and seconded to leave it remain the same at $125 per day. Any discussion?
That there is a schedule that we have, and it breaks it down four different sections. So if you up to 2 hours is one rate, up to 4 hours, and graduates into the higher dollars is how we've done it in the past. If that's acceptable.
If you're on a Zoom meeting, then it's so much an hour.
Any more discussion?
Is that sent to us?
I can. Yeah, I'll update it and send it to you. Okay, how's that? Yeah.
Thank you.
It's just a PDF. It's really simple. And then you just send it to Barb.
Yeah, for the expense.
Yeah, for the expense. Expenses, all, yeah. It's all good.
She's got it all on there for the breakdown. But we almost have to wait till me and send a sample so they have one to fill out now.
For December.
But for the mileage rate, we have to wait till the new mileage rate comes in. So.
Any discussion? Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. A motion to leave the per diem rate at 125 passes. Final action on NATO membership.
Larry, is there everything still seems to be
it should be the same.
It should be the same rate. And
should be very close.
You don't see any reason that we would ever drop that. I mean, everything looks still on the positive that we are a member on it. Let's see, it was we budgeted for 3,000. It wasn't quite.
It was 29 or something.
Yeah. So.
Is there a motion to remain in the membership of the NATAP at the budgeted amount?
That's the National Association of the Towns and Townships.
I'll second.
Moved, Julie seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion to remain the membership of the NATAP passes. Final action on North Dakota LTAP sponsorship.
We have been sponsoring them at $4,000 per year.
And yeah, they've been very, very helpful to our organization, getting meetings out. They come along pretty much all the time on our workshop tours.
Well, one thing I was going to mention, that Brian asked if we want them to come along on the tours this year. I said we could discuss our content a little bit, and the workshop committee would be looking into the itinerary and the content, and we'll get back to them. It's very likely that we would include them in the...
We have for the last few years.
10 years.
Ten, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I never asked Brian or Denise, but I wonder how many township officers, you know, they always offer that they can come in and get their training for nothing, you know. So I wondered how many township officers ever did participate in any of that.
They are not real good at participating or attending games.
The only place that they've really participated is over around Fargo. Because they've done classes over there just for township people.
They do motor grader training.
The motor grader training.
Very often.
I think
over
they did
there.
A snow removal last year or something. We've got a few companies from the ones that we used to do down in our in Park River and Grafton.
You've had township people come?
A couple, not many.
Okay.
I have been, you know, when there's training with the right advance notice at a time that I'm putting out a constant contact email, I do include a link to their program in that link, so or in that message. I get a few people clicking on the link, but I don't know if you ever follow up on it.
Do we have a motion to continue paying sponsorship for North Dakota LTAP and extend them the offer to go on our workshop tours?
$4,000 would be most.
Yeah, $4,000?
Yeah.
So moved.
Been moved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to sponsor $4,000 to the North Dakota LTAP and give them the invitation to come along on our workshop tours. New business.
Got a vote on that.
All in favor of NDL TAP $4,000 and having them on the tour, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion passes.
I have one item on the old business, Mr. President.
Yes.
I would like this board to consider paying Larry his back wages that he should have gotten last year with the reduction, and I'm not looking for an actual final decision today. What I would do to everyone, for everyone, is that I would forward all minutes, all board minutes from last year for all the new members to read and give it some consideration for the next meeting. I'll make that into a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded that Lee will forward the minutes to the new directors for reinstating the pay that was taken away from Larry last.
To reconsider.
To reconsider. Giving Larry back the pay that was taken from him. Any discussion?
On that, budget purpose-wise, where will that put us fiscally or financially on that, on paying that? How much will that at one chunk? Do we have room to
Well, Kim, that would depend on, you know, how that all items on the budget would come out. I mean, if everything comes out in addition, higher than what was budgeted right now, it would be over the budgeted amount. But, you know, it's, I mean, right now we actually just hired Jamie as the attorney, so that would be $12,000 on the budget instead of, I think it was 19 here.
So that's where I was going to ask, when I'm going to vote for the second attorney that we've been.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So, I mean, it would adjust that way. But.
Okay.
Any discussion? Any discussion? No further discussion?
Just a minute to clarify that. It wasn't that he stopped paying and it didn't reinstate. He missed two half payments. So it wasn't from the 1st of July through now. It was two half paychecks.
Yep. And it would, well, plus the reduction that they gave him, the 45 instead of his full amount. So it would have to be calculated, Barb.
Right.
But
it wasn't
all I'm asking for is a reconsideration, and we can have them dollar amount what it was actually shorted.
Right. Okay.
At the next meeting, if consideration of the board.
I know there was some confusion on that. They thought some people thought that he never did get reinstated at a different level than the 1st of July. So.
Right. I don't know. It's probably around $6,000, but without sitting down and actually figuring it down to it, it's tough for me. And unless we really look, I mean, get right down to the numbers on it. I would guess it would be a number around $6,000.
Okay. Is there any more discussion then on the motion to reconsider paying Larry the back pay? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same way. Motion to reconsider, reconsider Larry's reinstated wages passes, and the minutes will be sent to the new board members to review.
I'll send it to all.
All right.
All board members.
Okay.
Yeah.
New business. District 2. My district is now vacant. My thoughts on it is, since we're doing these workshops, that we just leave that open until the workshop in that district, and then we could possibly get a candidate or visit with a lot of more people in the districts at that time. What is the thoughts on the board?
The bylaws, can we appoint someone?
We can appoint, but I'm just pitching that we just wait until after the district.
No, until after the workshop.
After the workshop.
They'd have the chance to meet in their district, each of their districts, and choose someone.
And if they choose that person, that person's name would come to the board, and we can appoint that person to fill the 1-year term for District 2.
I'll make that into a motion.
It has been moved by Lee that we leave the District 2 open till after the district workshop, or the workshop in that district, and after that time, the board will have a candidate and appoint a member for that district.
At the February 27th.
Yep.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded. Is there any discussion on the proposed or on the motion to leave the District 2 director spot vacant till after the workshop to get a candidate from District 2. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. The motion passes.
Now I can identify the email for that district.
Okay.
And email them a notice of our intent to do this. Get at least a few of the people up there thinking about it and let them know that we will take their suggestions up until the 27th of February. At which time the board would likely appoint.
Make an appointment.
District 6. Tim left apparently, but he did tell Jamie, but he told nothing to anybody on the board. He should have told Lee what was going on, and he did not. I will have to call Tim and just see what his intentions are, but his actions over the course of this meeting were bad conduct for an officer of this association to carry out.
Have a suggestion.
Yes, please.
For handling this, which I think is deemed appropriate, and I'll read to you what my thoughts are here. I feel we could make a note of said individual about being absent from a meeting despite being given adequate notice. Also, no mention was communicated on his absence, and it was not given for any reason to the secretary or presiding officer. I would add to that once emotions have calmed and the president needs to reach out personally to either attempt to repair that bridge and invite back or find out if he chooses to stay. At that point, if persistent, belligerent, avoidant attitude, however you want to put that, continues, that could rise to a more formal disciplinary proceeding.
That I like that idea.
And I can give to you my scratch.
Okay.
My word of
yeah, if you can do that.
If you can read mine. What's that?
You're writing it,
Christine can
read it.
Holy gosh.
Yeah, no, you need
five words.
Who knows
the next 15
minutes?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can rewrite this with you, Sam, huh?
Well,
I got
an app on my phone with reading glass. That's no problem.
Are you making that a formal motion, Kim?
I am,
yeah. Okay. I'll second that.
We have a motion on the floor by Kim and seconded by Lee for the action to be taken on District 6 Director Tim Gaynor. Is there any discussion?
I will elaborate on my thought process on this. I am a firm believer that when you make a decision, you have to take the emotion out of it. And because the emotions may have been, you know, something that were heightened, I believe we, as, you know, our association and for the board to give, you know, give said individual that opportunity of what I call a cool-off period for all members. And then, you know, just either discuss further or figure out action after that. I think that's appropriate even in the business world. And it is just a matter of being professional.
Any other discussion? I guess I would just say that the actions of all four of them, the way they stormed out, did not even bother to attend anything today. It is a very poor way for officer to act, even if they were out of the association. We've had other township officers or officers on the board here that have been voted out, and they have never, that I have seen for the most part, did what these guys had done to. So that's my part of the discussion. Any discussion?
Yeah, and with that, I mean, to agree or disagree, I believe that as an organization and the board, we must set the precedent, take the high road on that. And
yeah.
I mean, as far as behavior, and I just believe that's the direction we need to go, and individuals can have their actions, but I think that we have to prevent that from directly reflecting upon us.
I can say Rod Meyer had to leave the two of them.
Yeah, he left. There was no choice there.
No.
Yeah, so that's my question.
Any other discussion? Now we'll proceed to vote on Kim's motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion passes, and I will reach out to Tim on Monday and visit with him. Consideration, bills, and vouchers.
I have one more thing for business.
Okay.
Brian, you hit me up about their convention for the coming up in March. I bought a booth and said that they gave us a booth for free. We just have to make sure we're talking with them, and they will. We can have that booth for free. We just have to register for it. If we want to have that booth at the North Dakota Transportation Conference in March.
What was the date on that, Jason? Now, what's the date?
It's
March 10th?
Who has our big billboard and stuff?
You have all the...
have a big billboard and stuff.
It's March 10th and 11th.
It's the transportation conference. At the event.
Yeah,
right,
somewhere in there. But if we're going to do that, they want to know by basically the end of the month. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be done in the next, maybe later today. I'll get on there.
Do we have a motion on the floor to set up?
Motion to attend the transportation conference March 10th and 11th.
Is there a second?
I'll say.
Been moved by Lee and seconded by Leon to attend and set the booth up at the India Cap Convention, March 10th and 11th. Any discussion?
That's a date that you can make, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
For that booth, and then maybe one other. If need be. Anyone else, or is that one person that can handle that? Or?
Well,
I will try and get down there for one of the days.
I'm already registered for it.
You are?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be coming here from the county, so.
Any discussion? Any more discussion? Any more discussion? All in favor of setting up a booth at the NTAP?
North Dakota Transportation
Conference. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes.
Mr. President, I have one more item on new business.
One more item under new business.
I would like to have this board recontact Benefica Insurance. They actually had given us the opportunity to have them, allow them in, and have them have our contact information and try to sell life insurance to the township officers. It's another revenue source. There was a $5,000, I believe it was, guarantee on the first year that we could get. Could they not?
Yeah. For several years, Minnesota has had this program where the Benefica Insurance Group would offer insurance policies to townships, life insurance to townships, where a township could join as a unit. All of their officers would be eligible for life insurance policies that would run from $5,000 to $20,000 on each of their members. And our association would receive a royalty for allowing them into the state using our contact information. And right now, Minnesota is getting quite a few $1,000s a year out of that. They offered us $5,000 as a beginning of loyalty for allowing them in. I'll send you more information on the program that I got so you can review that and make a decision.
And we can, they were really good about setting up a Zoom meeting, and so we could,
yeah.
The board, they would come in and meet with the board by Zoom and explain the program and what it was to offer and what our benefits would be on it. So I'd just like to make the motion to recheck into that life insurance.
Motion on the floor by Lee to check in with Benefica on getting back in with their, having them come back in with their life insurance policy for members. Is there a second? Is that how we want to word that?
Something like that, yeah.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
So by doing that, the only thing they would be requesting would be our officers' contact information?
Right. That would be a perk that townships could pay for their board members, because they're not compensated all that much for sitting in that office. Maybe it's a little perk that at least we get a small life insurance policy while we're serving.
While I know that most of our contact information is public information on county websites, do we have anything that would create an issue with giving that information out to me?
Not that I'm aware of. It asks all that information, probably just subject to open records.
Okay.
Yeah.
They basically
just want the board's permission to come in here.
Yeah, we
just this.
They. They had a booth here last year, and I was contemplating inviting them back this year, but under the climate we had at that time, I thought it was a waste of time for them to come back again.
But the younger you are, the better. It's very cheap there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm asking a question because I just wanted to make sure legal counsel on record just to note what that information
that was discussed before, Tim.
Okay.
That's what
we were told was that they could come in and get our contact information anyway. You know.
Scotty Myers and
Dr. Yeah, we're semi-public organization. They can come in and get an open message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had the same kind of question there. If it's something popping up or selling information on
board
of people. So, yeah, I had the same question. So, politically, it might not be well appreciated legally at the time.
Is there any more discussion on it? Any more discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion to reach out to Benefica for their life insurance service passes.
I will contact them.
Okay.
And give them each of your contact information, and you can expect them to send you an explanation of how the program works.
Then we can probably even get a Zoom set up with them.
We could look into a Zoom conference with them, yes.
If the board is interested.
Yeah. Bills and vouchers.
I'll make a motion to pay the bill.
Second?
Just a minute. there's a question on what this isn't a bill. It's the money that was never collected for the Maltese case. What do I do about that?
Write it off.
We ain't going to see it now.
Yes. Like I said, yeah. We're basically going to need to just kind of write it off at this point in time.
But it does take those oil companies sometimes 4 to 5 months to pay.
And if
how long have these been outstanding for then?
Oh, since June.
Since July.
And that's oil companies. They'll promise you money, but...
No, it's not all. It's not
oil.
Oil company. No, it's like those? The Williston Farmers Union. And
yeah, that's oil companies.
It's a service station.
It's a service station.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's...
So I, yeah.
Did we send another letter to them asking for...
I don't know who he contacted. And there was one, a union out of state.
Oh, the oil workers union, or whatever they call that group out there.
I think
Luna.
Yeah,
I think we just.
And Shamley, there's like $2,000 there. There's like $3,000 that never got out.
Leave it be, and if it comes in, it comes in. If it doesn't, then we can.
Where is it going to go to? Is it going to go to him, or is it going to go to? I mean, how do we do anything with that?
Well, we can't control if they send it to him.
Yeah.
No, unless it's written to
NDTOA, yes.
I mean, if it comes here to you, it should be written to NDTOA.
Yeah. And how are we to know if they pay it to him?
We don't know.
We'll never find it out. We'll be informed.
It's not. Write it off. You didn't have it, you didn't get it. Mm-hmm.
Because the bills have already been paid.
Everything paid so far, also.
Yes, we did it our
we paid everything. So.
As long as we're current.
And two companies paid Hess and Cord paid directly to, not Cord, One Oak paid us, and Hess paid directly to the paid directly to the motel. AIT is that the other? Yeah, AIT is the other one that paid directly to the hotel. And then we paid the other $9,000.
API.
API. Oh, sorry.
We have a motion to pay the bill. The motion was made by Leon.
All second.
And seconded by Lee. Any discussion on the bills?
Because I had over in the future, and from my standpoint, from where I've always been, and I'd like to build before.
Yeah,
I'm authorized on
paying. I have a whole folder of mine.
Next time.
But yeah.
In the future, you get those ahead of time.
Could we have them on a sheet in a spreadsheet? spreadsheet that's to be handed out prior to, like, at a meeting for the forum as we get to approval, so that they can just be plugged into a printout.
That's going to be a big printout.
So Barb needs that program for $179 that was just introduced to me last week.
This is how many I have.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I have an entity that I'm on a board that there's probably 3 inches of bills, but due to transparency and stuff, if we need to buy software that makes that easier, I feel we need to do that.
I'd be really happy with that. I think it would be a lot better.
Is there a motion to from the board to purchase software?
We have a motion on the floor.
Pay the bills. Is there any discussion on the bills? Any discussion on the bills to be paid? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion to pay the bills passes. Do we want to bring that up then? Okay.
There's just one thing that the new people need to know. Julie did collect your information. I'll send you W-4s for your information that I have to ask the IRS. And then I'll need direct deposit information for your bank so I can do that. You send me the invoice. I send it to the chairman. That gets cleared there, and then I pay, and then it goes directly to your account. So that's just some things that we need to do, just so you know how we do it, and I'll get it done. I'll get the W-4 sent to you. I'm assuming you put your email addresses on that. Did that list ever come back to me?
It's in front of your computer.
Oh, there it is. And your birthdays are all on here? Good.
Man, are we old.
You are perfect.
So then I will make a motion that as an association we purchase the proper accounting software for bills for Barb to use moving forward.
Is there a second?
And I will. Go ahead.
And moved and seconded to purchase the software.
Second was Jason?
Either
way.
Is there any discussion?
Put anyone down.
Yeah.
Is there any discussion?
Okay, so the meeting that I was to last Sunday, the gal promoted her business, which was kind of a, you know, I wasn't too impressed with that, but it was called Forever.com. Yes, I just Google it. It's a Canadian company that she is an ambassador for, and you just scan the information in, and it goes right into the receipts and everything are all right there. And then anybody and everybody gets the password for it, and, you know, you can just go on and we can look at it and okay them, the way I understood it, right?
Well, that's kind of how I
understood it. Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking, Tim?
So,
yeah, she can come in and they can go into a spreadsheet of sorts or on a, you know, worksheet. And I think for receipts and those sort of things, it's a form of buying expense is what it is, and that does work well, but that kind of gets something in front of us so that we can...
And I haven't actually went and looked, you know, to see if what it... I saw it that day while we were at the meeting, but that was it, so I don't know much about it, you know, but she needs a scanner, but I think you have a scanner, right? Barb, or you don't you?
Well, I have my own scanner.
She was telling that she went to Office Max and bought the scanner for like $200.
And it mine is a, not that.
It's hers. Hers is like what do I want to say? Oh my God, just like a small compact.
It was portable.
Portable. Thank you. Just portable. It was just little. And she just
I have one of those.
Yeah, no, it was just little. It was simple. So, I don't know. Something I can check into, because it would be about it, and bring it back to you guys.
Is there any more discussion on the motion to purchase software? Any more discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same way. Motion passes. the next meeting. We kind of have already set that tentatively for February 27th. It'll be after the
workshop meeting.
After the workshop. It'll
be 1 o'clock.
Well, no, they have a workshop meeting in the morning. Sometimes you just stop the workshop and go out. You go to the French Cafe, right?
Yeah, I got to check what the opening, if they're open or what's open.
Yeah. Last time was in that
KTL building. I think it met over at KTL.
Last time we just had lunch at the festival hall. And then we went up to the KT building.
Yep.
Any other items?
I'm going to look into a microphone system, put that motion that they're supposed to put the audio recordings on the website and that. You notice here I've got two recorders running because you hear one end of the table, not the other. And of course, anytime you have a recorder going, you're picking up everybody ruffling papers. It's the first thing you hear, first and only thing you hear. I'd like a dedicated microphone system where you push a button when you're going to talk, and otherwise you're not heard. So I'm going to look into that. We don't need a motion. I'll just look into, see what's available.
Like they use at the commission meeting?
Yes.
All right, Larry, we'll check in.
Where you help out one of them, a mic that turns to anybody speaking?
The owl?
The owl? Well, they're $1,100 minimum.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well,
and it's not going to work real great here because, well, you have to wait for the thing to turn to you once you start talking.
Oh, we have the county. It pretty much has one view that's everybody, and it's really quick to change when someone else is talking. So I don't worry about that.
Check into it.
Yeah, and when you use that, it's best to set your table in a square, and it all sits in the middle. So you can change your layout of your. You just make a square of where you sit, and that sits in the middle. I need one as well for a meeting, and it works really well.
Yeah. Well, that works even with this setup. Being in a square would work better, but you don't get to do that everywhere.
Right.
And no other items? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Hagen?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn. Meeting adjourned.